online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
What's good, After Buzzers? It's your girl, Steffi G, on the American Idol After Show, Part 2. You can follow me on Twitter, at Stephanie Georgie. And before we get started, go ahead and subscribe to our page below. Find us on SoundCloud, iTunes, rate us 5 stars. Let us know what you like, what you don't like, so that we can bring you more, like my very, very special guest, someone that I love to rep because she's from my hometown. Hey. Your girl, Avalon Young.
What's good, San Diego?
Hey, I love that. So we have two. She's an 858. I'm a 619.
Word.
But it's okay. Before we get started, I want to give a shout out to Team Abby Friends.
Hey, Team Abby Friends. I didn't know you guys were here before I was here. They're like, oh, we're gonna talk about Team Abby Friends. I'm like, let's talk about it. But yeah, no, they're dope. They have like a, like, there's a rule on American Idol, we're not really supposed to respond to our DMs, but mm-hmm. There's like a new thing on Twitter where you can like group chat DMs.
Oh, really?
So there's a group chat called Team Abby Friends, and one day they just like loaded it up with a bunch of fans, and it was really dope, and they're hilarious.
There's ways to go through it. I'm not gonna lie, last year Clark Beckham would hit me up like Snapchat.
So I mean,
Snapchat,
like,
looked out.
I did my thing. I feel like it was hard for me to like have all that support and not be able to say anything. So, you know,
yeah,
I said a few things a few times to some people, but yeah.
I want to give my own personal shout outs to Violet Kanyon, we love you, Jason Eichler, and JC Rubio. Those are the other hosts that are always
what up,
here.
What up?
Violet loves you. We all love you. And then one more shout out to a group of girls who are dope because they showed up and surprised Avalon with this bad boy right here. Get out.
Like,
tell the story.
So basically, like, I'm a sneakerhead, and it's so funny, just like
there it is.
Like, these crazy girls, like, they just are ride or die ever since I've been on the show. And I'm a sneakerhead, so I was posting on Twitter, like, oh, need these, love these, want these. One time I posted a pair that was, like, Nike Air Force One. They're, like, the brown suede. And I was, like, literally choking on my own tears. I want these so bad. And, like, last night after the show, I was, like, at 7-Eleven getting a Slurpee with my roommate. And they, like, rolled up on me with this box of shoes. And I was, like, oh, my God. And the crazy thing is they don't have these in my size, like, in store. So I don't know where they found these. But
yeah, but you don't know the...
But it doesn't matter
because
I have
the
dopest shoe. Yeah, for sure. Can I put it back on?
Yeah, of course. My bad. I made her take off the shoe because I was excited to rep it.
It was worth it.
So we have so many questions for you today. I'm going to try to multitask with my Twitter so that you guys can get your questions out there. I have a couple of them to start.
Dope.
And why don't we start with, what was your favorite performance of the season?
It's hard to say. I feel like getting to sing Chris Brown on the show is like really dope for me. Because I feel like I was trying to like break a few molds, you know what I'm saying? I feel like nobody
ever,
especially
does,
a girl, had like ever really like stepped out like that into the R&B thing. And it's funny because everyone's like, was it so hard for you to choose that? And to me, it was like the first song I saw on the list. I was like, that one, like, I want that one. It was not even, no question about it, that was the song I was singing.
I love that you say that, because last night when we were talking about your elimination, I was like, I get really passionate about like singers who I believe can, you know, prosper.
Yeah.
And there's something about you that we always stay saying. I always was like, my favorite thing, and you must feel so good about it, that the one thing they won't stop saying is your swag, you're cool.
Yeah.
Is that not,
it's really
sick.
Like,
that's so sick.
Like, I feel like some of the contestants throughout all the years of American Idol, they take one thing and they really, really exaggerate it. Like, I don't know. I remember one year there was a guy who like had an eye twitch like me, and I have it too, but I was glad they didn't like capitalize on that off of me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't think anyone noticed.
Shout out
later
to everybody with the OCD and anxiety A swag.
Hey,
no, but I was glad.
That's my family too.
I was glad that they wanted to make it about like me having swag and being comfortable in my own skin, because that for me is really important when I'm on such a large platform. Like, I want other girls
absolutely
to see me and be like, oh, like, I had some DMs that were like, you know, like, you don't wear makeup, so today I didn't wear makeup when I was at the house, and it was amazing. Like, thank you. And like, if I can do that for like one girl, because I know what the pressure is, like, feeling like you need to look a certain way. Like, mm-hmm. high school was crazy for me.
Absolutely.
But once you get comfortable in your own skin, like, there's nothing you can't do. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. I'm an advocate of that. I work at a restaurant. I'm a server also.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have no makeup Sundays. Where, okay. Yeah, but it's, like, it's a fine dining restaurant, so sometimes you got to, like, look yeah. good and everything. But I definitely love to rep that once a week, and yeah. it's cool. But that's how yeah, I am yeah. also. I don't wear yeah. a lot, but
too much
you
work,
really don't need to.
Too expensive. Like, you know, why spend money on makeup when I could buy sneakers? You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. My first job ever was at Foot Locker. So I feel
word,
you.
Word, respect.
Right? So, but anyways, what I was saying about the Chris Brown and about your swag and everything else yeah. was that's the first thing I said was like, you know what? It's okay because Jennifer Hudson got an Oscar.
She did.
Your girl, Tori Kelly, is blown
Yo,
up.
Yo, that's
was a
another
Grammy
story,
nominee.
Man.
That's what I'm saying. But I cannot help to say, I'm like, let Chris Brown see one of her performances, Justin Bieber. People, like, there's actually this new rapper that came out. His name is Kel Scrooby. He's coming yeah. up right now. And I'm like, yeah. I bet you $100 they're going to want to sing with you because of what you kind of have to offer.
Right.
You also remind me of JoJo.
Yeah, that's dope to me because that's, like, been one of my... When I was in middle school, she was, like, the thing.
Yes.
But, okay. yeah, it's dope to, like, have the whole swag thing. But at the same time, like, people on the internet really have a problem with it. I got a lot of people, like, why does she approach everything like she's a dude? And I'm like... Y'all, America, like, y'all don't understand that. Like, mm-mm. I'm not approaching things like a dude. I'm approaching things with the way I'm comfortable. And the way I'm comfortable is, like, I grew up on, like, Chris Brown, like, mm-hmm. Usher. Like, all those like, crotch-grabbing, you
yes.
know what I'm like? And that's, like, that's just the way that music is to me in my head. And when I see it and when I hear it, like, music to me is just, like, that swag thing and that laid-back thing. And some people loved it and some people hated it. And it's not going to make me change. I think if I would have made it through the next episode, it would not have changed a thing. And I don't care how many people mm-hmm. are hating on me online. Like, it's not gonna make me switch up my game
right.
at all.
One thing that I was, like, an advocate for was every time they said that, I kept saying, I promise you it's a cultural thing as far as, like, where you come from. Yeah. I think, like, in San Diego, down to your song
Cali
choices.
Cali swag.
That's what I'm saying.
Cali
down
swag,
to that.
Man.
Like,
people
even
don't get
your
that.
Song choices would crack me up because I was like, one, I love that you did sing All Male Artists. Right. Two, I was waiting for you to sing, like, you remind me of a girl.
Yeah, and actually, like, it's funny because when I sang Shawn Mendes Stitches, on my list was You Don't Have to Call, My Boo by Usher, and Adorned by Miguel.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it got switched up a few times, and I wanted to give them some variety, so mm-hmm. I sang Stitches and whatever. That might not have been a good week for me. But
that was so good.
Yeah, just like I have a real love for, like, R&B, like, that hip-hop and, like, the soul factor. And hate it or love it, like, yeah. it is what I do.
That's exactly it. You know what song I wish you would have sang also? JoJo, you know Marvin's Room, her remix?
Mm-hmm. I perform that live all the time. I have it on YouTube.
Told you, I sang that last night on the
show. I've been trying to, it's been really difficult for me because I'm
But she curses in it, so
yeah,
it's hard.
I'm very outspoken. I have no problem with cursing ever or, like, being wild and, like, wild and out and stuff, but it was hard because it's a family show.
Right.
So for me, I never switched up. I just had to take it down that notch. I had a lot of emails, Avalon, hey, it's the team, you gotta put your middle finger down in the picture, you gotta
right,
you know what I mean,
because
I'm just, and it's never like I'm an angry kid flipping people off, it's just like that's kind of just it's just what I do, and I'm a dumb kid who likes to sing, and like that's really all it is.
You know, I might actually have you sing that a little bit later.
Yeah, word.
Okay,
I got
cool,
you.
That's some that's
freedom
dumb, right?
Let's get it.
Okay, so another question, do you feel gypped that the season was cut short this year?
I don't feel gypped. Either way, it's a singing competition.
Right.
Whether there was a double elimination or a single elimination, if I was getting enough votes, I wouldn't have gone home. And mm-hmm. that's what the game is. Whether they're eliminating five people a week or one person, if I was getting enough votes, I wouldn't have gone home. And for me, I feel like everybody expects me to be sad, and I'm getting all these texts from people who I love and who love me, and they're so sorry. But my whole thing is, like, my message, I just want, like, I'm not sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm not sorry that I'm going home because...
Sorry, not sorry.
I just feel like I'm not... Don't. I just feel like I'm not made for TV. I'm made for music. So
absolutely.
This was a really incredible journey for me, and I don't regret a single thing, but... Now it's time for me to go back and take on R&B and, like, really do
yes,
my thing. And
exactly.
I'm hyped for that.
Violet actually says that. She was saying, you know, like, it's different when you see someone live than what the TV is going to capture. And, like, maybe
right.
she should have offered more, but that's not really who she is.
Right.
And that's the best thing about you is that for those who are passionate about who you are as a performer, I think we understand that. And it comes
right.
through. And that's what's important.
And that was the hardest thing is the comment they made about it. Not my emotions not reading well on camera. Like, that was rough for me because as a performer, like, I'm so worried about my audience out
right.
in the crowd, and, like, I'm looking at you and you're feeling me, and I'm looking at you and you're feeling me, and everyone's feeling it in there.
Mm-hmm.
But America on the screen, you can't see my feet and you can't see me jumping around. You can only see up here and me doing like this and
mm-hmm.
that, and it's hard for me to give you what I'm giving in a live setting, like, across on TV.
Sure.
So, I mean,
but you
it
still
is
got
what it
is. Yeah. We have another question from Andrew Kirk. He said, "What other song would you have wanted to sing had you been gone, had you gone further in the competition?
Wow, I really, my next song in the competition was going to be Here by Alessia Cara.
Oof.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. Oops. But I'm not on the show anymore, and I didn't end up singing it. But it was for Idol, for
it's
Idol
okay,
request.
Y'all.
No,
just
no,
don't,
for
don't put her on blast.
For
that's all we
and
ask.
It's and it's funny because I tweeted her and she responded to me, which like I really didn't expect. But I was really excited for that because I wanted to sing that when I sang "Love Yourself" by Bieber. Mm-hmm. I wanted to sing "Here" by Alessia Cara, but a couple people kind of switched me up and were like, you know, I don't think that's a good idea. But like, she has that swag about her. She has that vibe, and I really wanted to be able to do that and get into it because it's a really popular thing right now, mm-hmm. this Alessia Cara thing, and I love her vibe, and I wanted to be able to do that. So, you know, now maybe I'll just cover it on my YouTube channel.
There you go. That's it. All right. So what about, let's see, we have a question from at Loving Will J.
Oh, what's up?
Favorite. Oh, you know that one?
Yeah, I get that one a lot of my mentions.
What's hey, up? All right. So she said, favorite moment you experienced this season?
Favorite moment. I'm trying to think of like one specific. I think meeting Ruben Studdard was like so wild to me.
Yeah.
Because we didn't choose our pairings.
Right.
So for them to choose Ruben for me was like so incredible because mm-hmm. it could have been anybody out of my genre, but they chose somebody who I just feel like we were so perfectly suited for each other.
Absolutely.
And he has this like big brother vibe. He tweeted me yesterday. He DM'd me a couple days ago before my other performance. And he just really like, he really cares about the artist. That was a really dope moment for me. I
love that. That's amazing. What about, what is your favorite album of all time?
Oh my God. There's just so many. I really like My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy by Kanye.
Ooh.
That one, that is just a vibe for sure. I really like, oh my God, there's so many. The High Road by JoJo. That album, every single
JoJo's
song.
JoJo's everything.
A banger. A lot of Justin, like I can't even front, like I love Justin Bieber.
Oh yeah,
he's progressed so much, like that's right there is like goals automatically. Like he came from like a pop world into straight R&B featuring Travis Scott. Like it's
Justin
crazy.
Is another person though that I think has always wanted that. If you
right.
I watched him when he was on YouTube,
right,
and he I remember when he had stars shaved in his
he
head
had, he
and
was always that kid
everyone
right.
how they judged him now I knew he was always gonna
right.
be like that. He was just waiting till he was
right.
allowed because he wasn't an adult yet.
Yeah. I love
All right,
Bieber.
I have some more Twitter questions. At Flyweight Cassie.
Oh, what up, Cassie?
Hey. She said, what is your favorite song right now?
My favorite song right now, I really like Boomerang by 7th Street and Hit-Boy. That's like a banger for me right now.
7th Streeter is my
yeah,
life.
Yeah, no, 7th Streeter is like, people don't understand.
That was
people don't understand her talent. Like a lot of your favorite Chris Brown songs, like 7th Streeter wrote that.
Yeah.
You know? Like, Seven has a lot of dope things under her belt. That's a banger right now.
And for those of you who don't know, 7th Streeter is actually Chris Brown's artist. So
right,
he
right, right,
brought
right,
it
right.
out.
That's a bomb song. I don't know. I'm really like on my SoundCloud grind. I really am into that Bryson. There's a song called Caretaker by Duram featuring SZA. And that's super fire. Yeah, it's I don't know. It's I just love that SoundCloud world. It's like I could spend hours on there just finding things that people liked and then sent this way and sent that way, and it's music all day long. It's
yeah.
crazy.
I have another question from at Kehlani's wifey.
Okay.
Name three musical artists you would love to collab with in the future.
Kehlani would be so lit. Spazzy Rocket. I don't know if you know Spazzy. Spazzy Rocket's super dope. And production wise, I would love to collab with Timbaland.
Okay.
Like I just feel like
he would understand
his
you
vibe is
out.
Really, really sick. Yeah, I'd love to make something with him for sure.
That's amazing. What else? So is there anything about you or like that you wanted to kind of come across or anything that you ever wanted to say that you couldn't?
I feel like I did a pretty good job of staying true to myself the whole show. I'm happy for how far I've made it. Like, I don't look back on that and think like I'm angry with myself for not making it as like mm-hmm. further. I'm proud of myself for making it as far as I did because 80,000 plus people auditioned for this show,
right?
And I ended up in the top 8, and that's
incredible.
That really is incredible.
I mean,
I guess
some like to argue that it might be a little better if you don't win the entire
right
thing.
And I truly do agree with that. Because I don't think I want to be remembered as Avalon from American Idol.
Right.
I want to be remembered as Avalon Young, who is an R&B singer, and mm-hmm. that's what I do, and I'm ready to get out there. And I'm not good with rules,
right?
You know
I
what I'm
you.
saying. I'm just not good with those things, and a lot of the contestants they really are they don't even need rules because they just know what they're doing there. And I'm like I said, I'm made for R&B and the slow jams and the wilding out and being stupid, and I'm excited to get back to that.
Yeah, that's truly my favorite part about you, is that you stuck to your R&B. And growing up, you're somewhat in my generation, not really, but I just feel like what people don't know about San Diego, they have a perception of it, like beach and everything
else. Beach vibes, yeah.
Yeah, but we're...
Get ratchet sometimes. Yeah. Like, it is what it is.
That's
I can't lie.
The most.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's a Twitter question here, and forgive me for not finding it right now, but I remember it. Any plans on going to New York anytime soon?
I really want to. It's funny you say that. Me and my best friend, Amit, who has actually made it to top 50, I met her at my first audition. I was like, yo, when I get out of here, like, I might want to just clear my head and go get creative somewhere. Like, let's dip to New York. That was our first thing. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Maybe you'll be seeing us soon. I just, for the creative mind, like, traveling is so good.
Absolutely.
For writing, like, seeing something new every day, that's something really that could help you literally write 5 songs overnight. It's mm-hmm. just something else.
Do you have plans on staying here in Los Angeles right now?
Yeah, I actually live in Koreatown.
Oh.
My lease is up soon, so I'm trying to get
mine's
on,
in July.
Trying to get
know,
on
girl.
Tour. Yeah, mine's in June. I'm trying to get on tour and maybe not need a place to live for a little bit, so holler
That'd
at
be
me.
Dope. Have you been in Los Angeles for a while?
Yeah, almost a year now.
Oh, okay.
And then prior to that, I was staying with a friend. We were just crashing on the couch trying to find a way out here. So, yeah, I've been out here for a little bit. And I go home to Dago a lot because it's like 2 hours away.
Right.
So, I do want to stay out here because for music, it really is. It's no cliche. It's really the poppin' spot.
Absolutely.
For music.
Of course. I know. I mean, it's funny that you don't think how it is, and then when you get here, I always say that Los Angeles is like a private high school.
Yeah.
Once you get in, you're a freshman, and then you kind of just move up, people start to know you, and then
it's a land of opportunity. Literally the first day that I came out here, I set up a meeting with a guy from Universal. It was like the very first day.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah, you just gotta show up out
right
here.
I hear you. All right. How about from Avalon's Young?
Is that me?
I know, right? That's what makes me laugh. Who are you closest to on Idol?
On Idol, we had this thing, is so dumb. We called ourselves Bougie Squad. Like, I don't know what the purpose was. So dumb. But in the beginning, it was me, Amit, Colette, Manny, and Jessica Clark. And then in the very end, you know, it was me and Manny and Trent. Me and Manny and Trent were really, really close. I'm really close with Mackenzie, too. But when Manny went home, that was really hard. He was Trent's roommate, so that was really sucky. We were kind of like the Three Stooges. And then when I left, it was really hard saying bye to Trent. He walked me up to the elevator, and that was really crappy. And he was like, hey, like, don't make it weird, but just promise, like, you're going to come back and visit me because I know you live here.
Mm.
And he looked like he was tearing up, and I was tearing up. And then I just jumped in the elevator, and he kind of yelled, like, I love you. And I was like, I love you, too.
Oh, you see that? See that, Idol fam?
It's real. I feel like they think it's for TV, but it's really the most real stuff.
And I mean, like, I think a lot of people don't recognize that all of you guys have this like normal life, and as much as they may have not known it, like when we do our press, I always love to watch everyone listen to everything that your publicist says. Come here, go there, this and that, and you have to follow these rules.
It's
like
wild.
You said
the night we made top 10 was really something else. I mean, like, I have never not been able to see because of camera flashes. Like, they're like, you pull you here, and there's like 10 people in different positions. They're like left, right, up, down, and you're like, what's happening? I can't see. And they're like, walk over here. And you're like, I would, but I can't see right now. It's crazy.
I have like an inside joke question.
Okay.
I have to ask you about your nickname, Bacon.
One of the, in the DM, like, it goes down in the DM. One of the fans made, they made a typo, and my name was Avalon, and then it autocorrected to Bacon. And I was like, hey, it's me, Bacon, or something. Or I don't remember. I made a comment on it.
Oh,
so now they just call me Bacon. And sometimes I'll go in the group chat and I'll just see, like, because sometimes there's so much. Like, I'll come back and be like, 200 unread messages. And I'll be like on set and I'll be like scrolling. I'll just see pictures of Bacon, pictures of me that they got from somewhere, pictures of them. Like, it's funny. I love you guys.
Oh, man. Let's see. I'm trying to see so something funny that hasn't really been.
Yeah, these are good questions. I don't usually get
great
asked about things that are like really interesting for me.
Yeah, they're kind of personal. Stuff. I mean, one person asked at Aaliyah Coleman, she was saying, which you've somewhat answered it. It's about how do you deal with people pressuring you to change your look, which I feel like you just do.
I mean, it's funny because I feel like they can pick up my feeling on something really quick. Like in wardrobe, I'd come out and I'd just be like, I kind of shrug my shoulders, and she'd be like, oh, no, that's not the one, is it? And I would just be like, no. And they'd be like, okay, next. And I'd try on outfit after outfit until I came out, and I was like, I like this. Like,
right.
when I like something and I'm comfortable and I'm ready to go out there, I'm like, I like
You'll
this. I
it.
Really with this. You know what I'm saying?
So do they do a pretty good job at...
I think they did.
Have to go shopping for you, and they had to, like, look at you, see what you like, and then get
for
that.
For sure. I think they got my vibe for sure. I got to wear a lot of really dope clothes that I wish I could have taken home. Like, when I performed The Weeknd, that bomber I was wearing, it was Kenzo bomber, and it was... It was amazing. I loved it. It was like blue with like a splattery kind of look. And I got to wear some like dope shoes last night. They were like creepers and they were like shiny.
Nice. Yeah.
And it was just like they really got my vibe. And then with the makeup, I think I don't know crap about makeup. So for me, it was like go ahead at my face and then whatever happens, happens. And I think that was the hardest for me was the when I sang Stitches, I had a lot of eye makeup on. And I didn't mind it. I didn't look bad. It was something that the people weren't used to seeing.
Right.
So there was a lot of commentary.
Which I love that even the show was like, okay, we got to fall
and
back
they,
on that a little
they
bit.
They totally, the next day, were like, yo, we need to calm down with that. But I think people online, like, she'd be a better singer if she would care about her look more. If she would dress better and wear more makeup and do her hair, she would look better. And then as soon as I put on makeup, I have people, you're so fake. You said you were going to stay natural. What are you doing? You look better without makeup. So at first I was like, what do I do? And then I was like, oh, wait, now I realize no one's ever going to like me 100%. I'm not going to be able to ever have 100% of people liking me. So all I'm going to do is care about the people who do like me and work my best to make them love what I'm doing, because those are the people that have supported me since day one.
Mm-hmm. I have a personal question.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't laugh at me, everybody.
I'm scared.
What's your horoscope?
My horoscope, I'm a Cancer.
Are you really?
July 16th is my birthday. Yeah, yeah.
That's what's up.
I don't know if I believe in all that horoscope. Like, LaPortia's so big on that. LaPortia's so big on the horoscope. She'll be like, ooh, he's a Gemini. Ooh, she's a Scorpio.
I'm a Gemini.
Ooh, she's an Aries. And I'll be like, what do you mean, LaPortia? LaPortia's literally like, damn, I wish y'all could hang out us, like in the dressing rooms and stuff, because LaPortia is so funny, and she's one of the easiest people to make laugh. Like, you just look at her and be like, and she'll just start laughing. She's like the funny. She's such a character.
I know. You were my two favorite in the show.
I love her.
Yeah.
I do love her.
Amazing, because she, like, her performance aspect was just unbelievable. But like I said, with you, what you, and last night I was like, you know what? She don't have to worry about a damn thing, because you, they made a comment to her. J-Lo said to her, when you perform, you make someone feel cool. I think that's how it is with you when you perform.
Thank you.
Because you, when you start dancing, like, you want to get up, and I do that. Like, when you came in, it's the first thing I did.
I usually, and in real life, like, I'm just like a goober all the time. Like, I'm just I'm a dummy. Like, I'm not cool in real life. I'm just a normal kid. So when I get on stage, and I think this happens with me and LaPortia, like, there's something that comes over you, and I really cannot explain what it is, and it sounds really dumb and cheesy, but like, there's something that comes over me, and I realized at first in my Chris Brown performance, something came over me, and I walked out on the stage, and I go, how y'all doing? And I'm like, how y'all really doing? And I don't know if Chris Brown jumped into my body or what happened, but like, I just felt like this thing take over me, and ever since then, I was like, if you look like you know what you're doing on stage, then you know what you're doing on stage.
I agree 100%. I think that's the reason why, like, you can't hate about it. Like, let her do what she wants to do, because she's delivering what
I'm
we
always
want.
Nervous. I'm always terrified in that chair. I'm shaking. I'm always so scared. But if you get up there and you let them know you're scared and they see that, you're going down real quick. My Shawn Mendes performance, like, I felt good with it, but I didn't feel great with it. And when I got up there, the first thing they said was like, I don't feel like you felt comfortable with that. So for
and
me,
you're
it's
like,
just
well, you
about,
know what? I don't care.
You're 100% right.
Oh, this is I like this question. At Alicia Cher, favorite type of noodle?
Alicia's hair.
Alicia's
I think
hair.
It's an Alessia Cara fan. They were tweeting me big time when she tweeted.
Oh,
me.
Alessia's hair. Oh, my
bad.
Did this
I get
is
that
the
right?
Artist that you were talking about.
No, it's all good. What was the question? I'm
favorite
sorry.
Type of noodle.
Favorite type of noodle. This is you know
like
about
that
the noodle thing.
Mang.
Like
no,
like,
I don't know.
So like
Pat
the thing
you.
Is, one time I tweeted like in the very beginning, like when Idol started popping off. I tweeted out like American Idol tonight, like hope all you little noodles watch, and then all the fan base became we're noodles, noodles, Abby noodles, Abby's noodles, this noodles, noodles, like their Twitter account's called like Abby's noodles. My favorite type of noodle, I do like chow mein a lot. Fettuccine Alfredo is really up there for me. I can't believe I'm answering this about noodles.
Who cares?
It's so funny.
This is what they want to know. Well, that's like my favorite thing, and this is what I love about AfterBuzz.
Yeah.
I like to think that these are the type of interviews, because we're not up there. Like, let me ask
this
you.
This is
on a
really
real
nice
level.
For me. Actually, like all day this morning, I had a satellite tour, and I had 20 interviews within like an hour. And this is really dope for me to come here and kick it with someone from Daigo and just really like talk about like the fun stuff. I like that, especially on a day like today, because today's been kind of tough just talking about how does it feel to like be eliminated, you know? And I'm like,
have I asked you that yet?
No. Like, I mean, I'll answer
really
it
sure
though.
It's
I'll
important.
Answer it.
No, it's okay.
No, it's a thing that it was gonna happen. It's gonna happen. Even to the winner's gonna have to go home, you know what I'm saying? So like, not to be dumb, but like I saw it coming for me eventually. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many great singers in the
competition. I think you see, but that's just very brave, very mature, very like you're aware.
Oh yeah, I was always away.
Because American Idol, the way that they pick contestants, for one, it's middle America. Middle America is like, y'all are like some ish. But I'm just saying, like, so it's very different. It's like you can't decide what they want. And sometimes you hear voices that are like, get out. They deserve it. Right. But again, like I said, sometimes
and that
was
the hardest thing for me is the whole show. You're trying to please other people, and for me, that is what music is about. But it's really not, because the whole show, making decisions was, it could be difficult sometimes, because it's like, what are they going to say? What are they going to think? And then what are they going to tell me? And who in this aspect? And what are the vocal coaches? How are they going to feel? And I was always so worried about how everyone felt and what everyone else is going to think of me. And like, music for me is like, when I make a song that I think is a banger and I put it out, like, I feel good about me. I feel good about the song. I put it out on my SoundCloud, on my record, and like, I feel good about it. And that's what I miss the most, is like, worrying about what do I think about my music. Because when I feel good about it, the people who really F with me, like, they feel good about it too, you know what I'm saying? So I have no bad things to say about American Idol. That was, I mean, like, I'm here sitting in this room with you, and I could not have asked for more. But I'm excited for like the next step for me.
Mm-hmm. And I'm, by the way, and you said you've been here in LA for just a year.
Yeah.
So get it, girl.
Yeah. I for mean, real. Damn, I'm hyped.
That's what's up, because it's hard. It really is, and
it's a struggle.
It has to do with the drive though too, because there are people like who've been here for a minute. I mean, I've been here for 3 years. I think I could be doing more, but I'm not. But that's okay. You know, everyone has their time. They have their plan. But no, that's really great. And the one thing I also want to just mention, what I really like about, would you say with your song choices and specifically your artist choices, that's how I kind of knew who you were?
You mean like, do I think like I helped that like define me as an artist kind of on the show?
Somewhat.
I think,
what's funny is you're Chris Brown. When you sang Yo, I was like,
that got such a crazy reaction.
Because it's such a good song. Yeah. Like that's like when that song came out when we were all young, that was where it hit home.
And that's like for me, like it was dope because that song came out when I was in 05. I was in the fifth grade. So I don't know what my little ass thought I was doing with like all that R&B. But like I was excited to like sing that, and I was like, regardless, like even if I don't sing or I don't perform the best, like I'm gonna stand out.
Right.
And that's all I wanted, was to do me 100%, and that song was me 100%. And I feel like the song choices I made on the show, like even when people didn't like them, like I liked them. Like PYT, and I had that halftime in the beginning, and like
Michael though,
like whatever.
You,
like
that
people
was the
are
perfect
like,
one to end for me.
Oh, you're taking on Michael, but like I wasn't scared because it was my version. It was what I wanted to do, and I was excited. No one else sang Michael that night, and I was like, if I go out tonight, I'm going out with like a banging performance, and it was fun. And I got it.
And with the legend,
and the guy who played guitar on stage with me, he played the actual lick and the actual recording of the actual song PYT.
Oh wow, really?
So that for me was like such an honor to get to recreate that.
Yes.
And it was awesome. Like I don't have any regrets, and I'm glad, because my one thing was I didn't want to leave the show feeling like, damn dude, like you should have done this, or like you really should have done that, because I don't feel that way. I'm like, I did everything. All I ever wanted to do was make it past the judges and go to Hollywood Week. Mm-hmm. All I ever wanted to do was sing for America.
Right.
And I've been grinding so hard as an artist prior to that it feels good to finally have eyes on me and have people see me and like love me and like, it's amazing. It's really amazing.
Are you happy that you auditioned for the farewell season, or do you wish you would have auditioned prior?
I did audition prior. I didn't make it past open call.
Oh, get out.
So like, it's crazy.
You know,
it's wild.
I have a girlfriend too, the same thing, and she's got a voice for days, but it is what it is.
A lot of people
you
do.
You had good luck this time.
A lot of people who went home have voices for days. But the thing is, you get to a point eventually where everyone is a good singer.
Yes.
So it doesn't
matter. It's just what else
matter.
You have to
offer. Yeah, it's just, it's what else can you do? And and it's TV, and it's what people want to see. And I had fun, and it was a good experience.
Who was your main influence? Like, who was the artist growing up that was just everything for you in that?
Oh, God. They were all male R&B singers.
Sure.
Like, Chris Brown, Usher was a big one. The Confessions album changed my entire life. Mm-hmm. I loved JoJo. JoJo was really amazing for me. Those are like the main three that stick out in my head. And then when I started really getting into music, Tori Kelly was a big deal for me. Mm-hmm. There was like a point where I was like, I'm gonna give up on music. I don't think I'm enough for this. And I was young, and I went to a Tori Kelly concert, and it was just her standing on stage with her guitar, which was what I was doing at the time. I was just playing with my guitar, and she like captivated this whole audience, and I was like, dang, like if I could do that someday, like that'd be amazing. Like and I went home that night and thinking like, bro, you're so dumb thinking you would ever give up on music, because like now that I look at it, like I could not go a day without ever doing this.
Awesome.
Yeah.
On that note, because I do believe that You're everything, girl.
Thank you.
Can we do? I want to hear. I want to hear what? that JoJo.
Can I do that here? Can I send that on here?
Excellent. Right. And sing Marvin's room.
Yeah, I got here, you. I got you. JoJo's version. Can I say curse words on here?
Say it.
Lit. I'm so fucking excited. Okay, here we go.
So, but this is the song. If y'all know Marvin's room,
yeah.
JoJo did a remix. This is our girl anthem.
I've been up 3 days at a rolling Red Bull, and this call is a mistake. There's something strong in this water bottle, and I heard you got a new chick, a dancing little Barbie doll. I feel so pathetic, but you still haven't heard it all. Fuck that new girl that you like so bad. She's not crazy like me, I bet you like that. I said fuck that new girl that's been in your bed, and since you're with her I know I'm in your head.
Hey, that made me a little bit emotional.
Why would you cry? Because I'm thinking about like bitches and money and shit.
Hey, but you know what? Because that's like such a good representation. Yeah. Again, I'm proud because you're from
that
San Diego.
That is who I really am. And that to me is why I left smiling yesterday.
Yeah.
Because it was tough. Mm-hmm. It was tough seeing little Dijon out there and like that. No, that's all good because that's how I've been feeling a lot.
Right.
I'm just trying to like keep it together. But my mom texted me and she was like, you are meant to be out there with your middle finger up on the camera doing your thing. Like, we're so proud of you for who you are.
Right.
And who I am is that. Like, what I just did right there. And that felt so good right now because that was a really big struggle for me in the show. And I tried to make it seem like I'm just doing me. And I was doing me, but, like, that right there is me. Like, I want to be able to say those things and talk about shit that teenagers listen to.
Sure.
And, like, us young 20-year-olds we listen to. And I want to hear my shit in a club. And I want y'all to be, like, dancing to my shit in the club, you know, and for me, I might not be America's sweetheart, but like, I'm okay with that.
But this is what America knows. This is what we're used to now, and our generation this is what we're accepting. So
that's my shit.
I'm very happy to be able to bring that.
Thank you for giving me that opportunity. Hey, really, no, I cannot be happier that
I'm happy
got to
I chose
do that.
A good song.
Yeah,
too.
You did. And when I perform it live, I like throw the Drake rap in the end with the verse with the guitar. Yeah, it's fucking funny.
We like to party. Yeah,
we do.
Like to
party. We do. We do.
Well, Avalon, thank you so much.
Yeah,
you
thank
were
you.
Absolutely wonderful.
Have me back sometime. I love this shit.
All day, every day. You
get
word. Where can they find you on social media?
You can find me at Avalon Young on Twitter and Instagram, and then my Snapchat is Avy Young, AVY_Young. I do some dumb shit on there, so come find me. And I love you guys, and thank you, and I promise you we're only going up from here, I swear.
Hey, that's what's up. Thank you all so much for joining me. Thank you for having that little moment with me as well. I appreciate it. You can follow me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie, on Instagram at TheStephanieGeorgie, and for next week's American Idol After Show on Wednesday. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.